You that true Christians be, assist me with your sorrow, while the misery of Rochelle I relate. And in love let me your attention borrow. I'll in brevity show you their estate. Being besieged long with an army strong, by land and sea environed close, France and Spain combined to have them all pined, yet bravely they did them oppose, and with constant valor they endured such dolor, that a heart obdure may melt to hear this relation, and have commiseration on the wants that long they felt. While this warlike town stood in her chief glory, still when fate did frown on the Protestant, thither have they flown, while their foes were sorry. But that old renown now brave Rochelle wants. For through want of meat, famine was so great, that the living ate the dead. It grieves me to report how that in woeful sort many Christians perished, though the want of victual, whereof they had so little, that as I before did touch, those who died by hunger were eaten by the stronger, their necessity was such. Horses, dogs, and cats were esteemed dainty, frogs and mice and rats were meat for the best. Some did eat old hats to maintain them faintly. Shoes and gloves were cates that served among the rest. Such is hunger's power, 'twill make one devour that which we will scarce believe. Ere a man will starve, he'll his life preserve with that which our smell would grieve. Thus this woeful city, whose distress I pity, suffered most extreme famine, the like I scant have read of, to the fear and dread of all that shall their case examine. About 12,000 souls perished by hunger, while many needless bowls in England were ill spent. Neither fish nor fowls had they to keep them longer. Many cries and howls to the air were sent, nor any kind of meat could they have to eat when their store was fully spent. The Spaniard and the French put them to such a pinch, having round begirt their town, that they needs must yield what they could not wield. Hunger brings stout stomachs down, so it hath constrained them with heart unfeigned to surrender up their town. The 28th day of the last October, seeing there was no way but to yield the town, they without delay, advised by council sober, yielded to obey the king who wears that crown. And therewithal they straight opened the gate and put the town, their lives and goods, into His Highness' hands to do as He commands, who did not seek to spill their bloods beyond our expectation. He had commiseration on those miserable souls, and mildly He dispenses with their bold offenses, and their cases much condoles. When they had open set the gates upon adventure, and that the French did get possession of the same, they freely without let into the streets did enter. The townsmen yielded it and did all right disclaim, protesting that they would be ever as they should, obsequious to His Majesty, and like subjects true, live in obedience due, and He with their humility so graciously was pleased, that He then released them of what they had offended. He gives them leave to use the faith which they do choose. Thus all contention shall be ended. It was a piteous thing that befell them after, for when some did bring victuals as was needing, sent thither by the king, it caused a woeful slaughter. Many surfeiting died with too much feeding. So weak their stomachs were that they could not bear meat as other people can. Thus as some died through need, so want of taking heed brought death to many a hungry man. God grant that we here dwelling may have a fellow feeling of those Christians' misery who have endured such sorrow, and let us from them borrow a pattern of true constancy. God bless our royal king, who is true faith's defender, that he to pass may bring every good design. Bless also in each thing His queen, and in time send her power in grace to spring like a fruitful vine. The nobles of this land, profit with thy right hand, that they may fructify in good, and let those Christians true the right way still pursue. Oh, let them stand as they have stood. Let not thy flock disturbed be by tyrants curbed, but like the ark let it still swim among those raging billows. Though with cares they fill us, let's not be dismayed for them.